the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of the world, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. The Word was the true light that enlightens us all, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its own being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did accept him, he gave the power to become children of God, to all who believe in the name of him who was born not out of human stock or urge of the flesh or will of man, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his, as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. It's Christmas. Now you think of all the poets and dreamers and all their dreams and talks about ages of innocence, an innocence that we always seem to feel that we have sometimes lost. Christmas celebrates innocence in its most perfect sense, in the most common sense of the use of the words, with their kind of meaning, naive or somebody who has an absence of guilt if you've been exonerated in criminal courts. And in fact, we spend an awful lot of our time deluding each other and living against each other, so we don't really have that much time for luxuries such as innocence. The story of a child born 2,000 years ago, however, rekindles that idea for the exhausted idealists who still dare to hope in human nature, in love, or in salvation. The simple story of a child born in poverty. And love is the story of every child that has ever come into the world. The only treasure that a newborn ever needs is the love of mother and father. The designer booties, the silver spoons, and the other accoutrements that have long replaced the gold, frankincense, and myrrh of yore are of little value to the actual child. The child only has to be held, sheltered, nursed, and fed by its own parents. It was from their love that the child was born. Under their guidance, the child will learn to love and eventually pass on that same loving tradition to the children that will be born out of their love. That's the ideal. Reality often falls short of expectation, though. The world can be a cruel place, and all too often we're reminded that life is tough. People cheat and they undermine each other. Dreadful sins and abominations rise and leave a terrible legacy and trail of destruction behind them. Far too often, you turn on the newspapers, turn on the televisions even, and you'll hear us talking about all the human tragedy. Many an Old Testament prophet would be absolutely delighted to live in our time. But the thing about the prophets have been that they always did one little thing wrong. They always called us back to a time long ago when things were perfect, when things were right, when things were good. The good old days. They have this idea that there was an age of innocence that once existed, and forget the fact that Christ will show us that the age of innocence is now and has been going for over 2,000 years. The story of the child in a manger is a reminder that in every age we have all been born innocent. The image of the child in the manger is to be found in the birth of every child here on earth. The message of the child in the manger is that peace awaits the one who strives to preserve that innocence. His short days of life and sorrows and glories can still rally millions of hearts to the glories of his goodness. It is hard and a radical call at times. There are some people believe we cannot change, that we have ventured so far from first innocence that a return is impossible. The sad, the fascinating story of Adam and Eve and the first fall is gently answered for the first time when Christ is born in Bethlehem. It is true that human sinfulness has grown since we first discovered knowledge. The human answer has always been to rally us back to a time when institutions worked, when people lived in safety, when everything was rosy in the garden. little Bethlehem causes beyond that mob. Quietly, she affirms that every single one of us, believers, unbelievers, all began our lives in an echo of love and sharing in a common innocence. When her child learns to speak, he will speak of mercy. He will not call us to recreate the past. He will ask us to seek his innocence in the eyes of the enemy. At the moment that divinity took human nature also took divinity. That sharing, which Christians celebrate at Christmas, is a sharing in a perfection that we call innocence, and nobody on earth is precluded from its dignity. There's the real reason to put the adjective happy before the word Christmas. Happy Christmas. God bless.